Next question is Corey Tucker, T-U-C-K-E-R, 12/31/88. Of course, today is the same, is the 16th. Chip complaint, I have a rash, number one. Increased weight, number three, fatigue. Next number is difficulty sleeping at night. Next number is lots of snoring. Next number is vertigo. Next number is palpitation. Our patient is a rather obese 33-year-old gentleman, works as a estimator, E-S-T-A-M-E-T-O-R, so that's a lot of sitting down. Surgery, none. Medical problems, none. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. His wife is pregnant with her fifth child. COVID immunization, doesn't believe in that. Allergy, none. Family history, he doesn't know his dad. Mom has COPD, TOH, and lupus. On exam, he weighs 262 pounds, has gained about 10 pounds last month, 97, 98, 16, 89, 133 over 78. Heart positive, positive, two lungs are clear. I've been soft mixed with the reduced mutual glass, and of course, vision. Assessment number one, he states that at one time he went to the hospital because he thought he was yellow. They looked at his liver function. He was within normal limits. Next time is he used to drink more at that time. Next time is check blood work today. Next time is check testosterone. Next time is he does have extensive history of sleep apnea. Next time is check for sleep apnea. Next time is we looked at his he looked at his carotid artery, which was within normal limits. Looked at his heart. He's got a very enlarged right ventricle, most likely related to sleep apnea. Next one is he does have septal hypertrophy. Next one is palpitation. Because of palpitation, we were concerned about his valvular disturbances, but none, no issues were noted. Next one is patient is going to have sleep study done ASAP. Next one is check blood work. Next one is come back and see me next week or next in 2 weeks. August. Next number is weight loss and exercise discussed with patient at length. Thank you.